Whenever I hear this particular version of the creation story, I'm sorry, but my mind goes to a song called He Took 100 Pounds of Clay, which was about, you know, God making woman. I'm sorry, my mind just does weird things. But part of that is because there's a comfort in Scripture sometimes. We all of us have comfortable shoes that we like, or a comfortable coat or a sweater that we put on, or clothes that make us kind of feel safe and relaxed and at home, or a chair, or a space, or a text that we're comfortable with, and it just kind of enfolds us and wraps us up. Today's gospel is one of those. We hear it a lot, the temptation in the desert. It's different. Sometimes after the baptism of Jesus, he is led by the Spirit into the desert. Sometimes he is forced by the Spirit into the desert. But for me, the best part of the whole thing is after fasting for 40 days and 40 nights, guess what? He was hungry. Seriously? Really? Duh. He was at his lowest ebb as a human being, tired, hungry, suffering in the desert from the heat and from the cold and from the dryness, and all of the things that happen when you are tired and hungry and alone as a human being. He suffered all those things as he prepared himself for his ministry. And then the tempter came. It's really easy, just turn that into bread. No problem. You got that handled. You can do that. There's more to life than being nurtured by food. It's more important that we're nurtured by God's love and the Scriptures in our lives and what they can do for us in our souls and our very being. If you throw yourself down, you'll be protected. The angels will protect you. There are worse things in the world than being harmed, or frankly, even dying. It's important that we live in God's love and that we open our hearts and our minds and our bodies to the presence of God in our lives. That's important. I will give you all of this if you but worship me. You shall not put the Lord your God to the test. It's sort of interesting that Satan uses Scripture. It's kind of like this contest. And of course, Jesus wins. He shows us again and again and again through the Scriptures in the Gospels how we should respond to the things that we are confronted with in our daily lives. We are each of us tempted by different things in different ways about different things. And he is saying to us, as he said to the devil, you shan't tempt me. You shall not do this, because there are more important things. And if you lock into Scripture and read Scripture, read the Word of God, you will find the answer. You will find the strength. You will find the direction that you need to follow me. And as we enter more fully into this Lenten season, that's what we're called to do. We too are called to enter into a penitential sort of mindset so that we can prepare ourselves like Jesus prepared himself for his ministry, so we can prepare ourselves for our ministry, so that we can focus on the things that are important in our lives. It's never an easy thing to do. We start out with the best of intentions. I'm going to make this happen. It's what I want to do. I'm going to do it. And then the world intervenes, and there's a temptation. And we fall to temptation. We all do. Every one of us. And when we bring it to prayer, or bring it to reconciliation, or seek forgiveness, God gives it to us. Again, and again, and again, and again. Because we will be needing it again, and again, and again. God loves us. He loves us without question, without pause, without thought, loving us all the time. There's not a whole lot that we can do that will turn God against us. I would offer to you that even if we reject God, God does not reject us. He's there always. Because quite frankly, if in the blink of an eye, God stopped thinking about you and I, we would be gone. We owe our very existence to God's thought, to God's love, to God's awareness of who we are. And so it's a challenge to love him back, always. But this season brings us to the idea that we should be intentional about that love, about how we enter into that relationship. What can we do differently to show God that we love God? Pick something, and then live it out for the 40 days and 40 nights that are Lent. Because then, when the time comes, we are in the garden, or we are in the upper room, and we are ready for what Jesus Christ brings us. We are ready in the garden with him when he says, "It's not my will, but yours, Father." We are ready when we are called to pick up our cross and follow him. And, quite frankly, if we do these things, we also will be present and ready for the resurrection.